In the meantime, the Iranian foreign minister says the leaders of the United States, Saudi Arabia, and Israel are isolated in their hostility toward Iran.
Today, wherever in the world you may go and to whomever you may talk, nobody will talk about Iran's isolation. Everybody talks about Trump's isolation. Everybody talks about Netanyahu's isolation. Everybody talks about Bin Salman's isolation. The three sides which have become the diagram for violence, the diagram for injustice, the diagram for oppression, and the symbol of distrust in the world.
Mohammad Javad Zarif added that the entire world opposes the U.S. policies on Iran. The top Iranian diplomat acknowledged the U.S. decision to reimpose sanctions on Tehran will cause difficulties, but Zarif noted that Iran has proved it can overcome tougher situations. The Iranian foreign minister made remarks during his speech to Iranian journalists. Political commentator Jan Oberg believes that a EU submission to the U.S. on Iran proves its incapability on other problems.
First of all, it's a very important statement. It says very clearly that the EU and the countries that signed the JCPOA will stand behind it, no matter what the United States tries to do to sabotage the whole thing. And that's very important. We have to go through a conflict with the United States on this one. And if you bow down submissively to this, it's the end of the European Union. And secondly, let me say, it is interesting that the United States has decided to do this on August 6. This is Hiroshima Day. And that means we should observe one very important thing. And everybody talks just about Hiroshima and what happened then back then. And it's history and it's irrelevant today. My point is, the EU must, together with Russia and China, now step up the cooperation with Iran and show that in the masses of companies and banks, we do not care about and we do not accept U.S. law on our territory. We are sovereign states.